Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to Hot Mess and Blessed. My name is Melissa Hartman, and I'm the host of this amazing, incredible, stupendous podcast. I am so thrilled to be here with you today. It's been a minute, but I'm really excited because we need to finish talking about our miracle morning and how you can have the best day ever every single morning because you're starting off on the right foot. So if you've been listening in, you know that we've been talking about The Miracle Morning, which is a book by Hal Elrod. It's a great book, but there's a few key things that you can do throughout your morning in order to really just have a great day for yourself. So, because I truly believe if you don't fill up your cup first, you will not be able to help fill up others. So we are going to talk about that today. And we have talked about silence. We've talked about affirmations. We've talked about visualization. We've talked about exercise. And today we are talking about the letter R. Back into Sesame Street days. Here we go. But today is R, and today we're talking about reading. And I truly feel like each morning that I spend some time reading and filling up my brain with some goodness, then my morning is just better, to be quite honest. And here's the thing, it doesn't have to be reading an entire book in one morning, right? When I was doing the 75 hard challenge, which was essentially, you know, do these set of tasks each day, one of them was reading 10 pages a day. And I'll tell you, I finished more books throughout that period than I currently do right now. Because what happens is when you force yourself to read 10 pages a day, yeah, sometimes you read 10 pages, but then sometimes you have a little extra time and you read 20 or 30 or 40, or you finish a book in a day if it's something that really has a hold on you. And one thing that I found that's really, really powerful is when you actually read and you start to implement the things that you read. Because sometimes what happens is we read books just to read books. Like, quite frankly, there have been many books that I've had to like push to get through because I wasn't enjoying them or I felt like it just wasn't the right fit for me. But I went through them just to get it over with, right? I kind of felt like I was back in school, like, okay, just finish this book, all will be well. Then I realized I don't have to do that. If I start a book and I hate it or I can't get anything out of it, what is the purpose of reading something that you don't enjoy? So there was a book that a friend of mine recommended, and she's like, oh, this book is amazing. So many great little things, little tidbits, whatever. And I tell you, I read more than half the book, and it was a huge book. I still have it here. I'm staring at it right now. And I'm like, oh, I can't believe I spent that much time trying to get into a book just because a friend told me it was good. It doesn't matter. If you don't get anything from it, if you don't gain anything or take any action behind it, then there's no point in reading it. Okay. So find the things that you know, really love reading about that you feel like will bring value to your life, to your business, to your mindset, all of that stuff, and run with it. And so 10 pages a day can truly, truly change it for you. And it doesn't even have to be that, you know, maybe it's your goal to read a chapter in one of your books. Maybe it's your goal to read your devotional every single morning. Maybe it's your goal to read just a passage from your Bible. Maybe it's a goal to, I used to have something on my phone. It was called, A Note to the Universe. I think it was like by, I think the website was called Tut, if I'm not mistaken, T-U-T. And it was a note from the universe. And it essentially just gave me like a little morning pep talk, you know? So find those sort of things that you can read. I personally have found that I need to read stuff off of electronics. So in the morning when it's my time, finding something that I can just pick up and read has been more beneficial because I get very squirrely in the morning. I get to the point where I'm like, okay, I got to meditate. I'm going to do this. And if I pick up my phone, then the squirrel inside of me wants to go and check Messenger, wants to go and check the Instagram DMs to see if I need to reply back to people. And so really just avoiding my phone as much as possible is something that I try to do. And so if you feel like that's you as well, then it may be a better practice for you to start by picking up a book instead of reading something like an email on your phone. So do what works best for you. And really, I mean, there's so many things that you can learn in books. There are so many valuable pieces of information. And it could be from, you know, I have a lot of law of attraction books. I have a lot of story type books, you know, like I'm looking at The Alchemist right now. That's essentially like all a story, but it's still learning something. The Energy Bus is another one of my favorite ones. I have a ton of Seth Godin books just because he is such a smart businessman and I love the way he shares stuff in his books. So if you don't have any Seth Godin books, those are great. I have a Simon Sinek book, Start With Why, which is awesome. But I mean, there's some, if you have interest in, you know, manifestation, why don't you start looking and reading at The Secret? And then there's that one after The Secret. I can't remember what it's called. I love stuff all about the subconscious mind. So one of my favorite books is The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. That is an incredible book. I mean, I've got Future Boards, Hustle, Believe, Receive by Sarah Centrella. Those are both incredible. I'm just staring at my bookshelf right now, like looking at some of my favorites. But to be quite honest, I want you to find things that you love reading about. So, you know, it doesn't always have to be like something that is making you grow each day. Like if you feel like what fills up your cup in the morning is reading Harry Potter with your kid, then I think that's okay. I think it's important to also read something else that's going to help you grow. But in the morning, if you feel like reading Harry Potter with your child is what's going to fill up your cup, then please do that. You know, like have that time for you. Or, you know, if you want to have time with your daughter next to you, like I do some mornings, I'm like, I don't want to step into reality yet. Let's have fun, read some Harry Potter. And I consider that my morning read sometimes. So if you got some value from this, I would love for you to screenshot this. I would love for you to share it on your Instagram stories. And I would love for you to tell me what book it is that you're currently diving into. And I'll tell you something else. Tag me on Instagram. First off, my Instagram handle is I am Melissa Hartman. That's with two N's at the end. But I started book clubs in the past year. So we had an all team book club, which was amazing. And then we also have a tribe book club. So I don't know if any of you know Lori Harder. She's amazing. Look her up. She's got a book called A Tribe Called Bliss. And I actually just started with my tribe, which is super exciting. So find something that you're going to enjoy reading. Find something that gives you life, that fills up your cup. And I promise you're going to love having that as part of your miracle morning. So if you have not already, please do me a favor and review this podcast. You are the only way that this podcast actually gets out and makes its way out into this worldwide universe that we live in. So I would greatly appreciate that. Again, my name is Melissa Hartman, and I appreciate each and every single one of you. And I hope you have a fabulous rest of your day. Next podcast, we're going to be talking about the last step to your miracle morning. So look forward to chatting with y'all soon. Bye.